Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 4 p.m., and if you're stuck in traffic, don't fret, because it is the second hour of the Lori and Julia Show.
That's right. Thanks, we have Ellie. Not given away the Madonna tickets yet. We have not called for that, but... Oh, Julia.
What?
I just love that, Allison.
Oh, I just...
Mother of.co? Or like you said, looking if you're looking for a dress for an occasion, this is a good idea place.
Mother of.co.
Yeah.
There's so many perfect dresses on there.
Ideas.
Yeah.
Because that, for me, was just like so hard to navigate.
And sometimes when you go, and if you are shopping online... There's so much. It's so overwhelming.
Yeah.
I love it. She's just curated a great list. She's a smart one.
I've curated some late night for you last night. Everyone has kind of been on fire. There just seems to be a lot of stuff to make fun of for all the late night. People are just kind of firing on all cylinders. People, of course, are, you know, like of these mass shootings and stuff that. It was in everybody's thing last night, but with the guests and I don't know. I mean, I think there's just an energy, maybe because we're in the doldrums of January and our entertainment people are taking their jobs seriously. But Fallon had Josh Duhamel on, and if you notice, J Lo is not promoting Shotgun Wedding.
She did it last week on Jimmy Kimmel, sort of.
Yeah, the one.
Sort of.
Yeah, 5 minutes. Lenny Kravitz helicopters in. That took up 5 minutes of the bid. Mm-hmm. She talked about Ben and her getting married. They didn't have one word about the movie.
So Josh Duhamel's out.
So Josh Duhamel is out. He's on Fallon. And we don't have this one, but he played a clip, Fallon did, of Josh Duhamel singing Carry On, Wayward Son, you know, by Kansas,
mm-hmm.
and at his wedding and kind of taking off his, really getting into it and whipping off his jacket. And Fallon's like, what the hell is up with that? And he goes, well, I felt I could do anything because Chris Hockey was making me sound good, you know, from here.
Yes.
So, you know, so Chris gets that shout out.
Oh,
and,
fine.
You know, Josh Duhamel is kind of like, and he's, I mean,
he's... saw him.
Ellie, we love him since he was Leo on All My Children.
Okay? I was a big Justified fan. He's a fox.
Not Justified.
He wasn't Justified. That
Vegas.
Was Timothy
Oliphant. That's Timothy Oliphant.
They
do kind of look alike. And they do. Kind of
he's When in Rome. That was an old rom-com.
Yeah, but he's also Win a Date with Ted Hamilton.
Yes, and Las Vegas.
Yes, and you saw him at the Timberwolves game, and Lori spent the entire game staring at him.
Oh, my God.
Remember that?
Oh, my gosh.
The entire game, you just stared at him.
So incredibly blessed with
he's
handsomeness.
He's our North Dakota boy.
Well, so much better.
And long-legness and just everything. So, I don't know. I like him. I'm so glad that he was the third replacement in Shotgun Wedding, which I think looks like a perfect plain movie.
Well, and so here's the deal is that people think this movie's fun.
Fun, yeah, yeah. And you know, the two things, so here's Josh Duhamel just sharing what it's like on, you know, filming with, you know, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
We'll start with her.
Can we talk about Shotgun Wedding?
Yeah, sure.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
One of our pals of all pals. Yeah. I love Jennifer
Lopez.
Me too. How long have you known Jennifer?
I met her like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So I've known her, and, you know, certain we'd run into each other here and there over the last however many years, but it came up and they wanted me to do the part and we met. And the main thing was for me was we have to make sure that, you know, they believe us as a couple.
Yeah, you know,
right.
Of course,
because, you know, she's a huge superstar and it's hard to like get, you would think it'd be hard to get to her that way, but she's not. She's like she's still Jenny from the block.
Yeah, yeah.
She really is. She really is still Jenny from the block.
I could see you guys. I think it's perfect. I would watch anything you guys did
together.
Oh,
thank you. It's a fun movie.
And, you know, those two are in the same category as hot looks, as far as I'm concerned. Josh Duhamel, and that was one of the things, like with Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson in that one movie I tried to watch, but it was just too painful.
I watched it.
It was too painful. You didn't believe those two as a couple.
After I got over how he wears his hair over his ears.
Right.
I could do it a little bit.
Okay. Well, and Josh, you know, he's just sitting there. He's got like salt and pepper, his hair. I mean, he's really giving me Pierce Brosnan vibes, you know, at this age. He's got a very suave and debonair look. And he also looks like, you know, he could be, you know, get, I don't know. There's just something about him. I like him. But anyway, here he is talking about Jennifer Coolidge.
Basically, you think he's hot.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Coolidge plays her mom in this.
She plays.
What?
She had me when she was 7.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, how fun is Jennifer Coolidge?
She's amazing. I mean, Jennifer Coolidge is she reminds me a little bit of what it might have been like to work with an Andy Kaufman or like Bill Murray or somebody who you never know what the hell they're going to do.
Yeah.
Because she would just do things. We're all like, do you want another take? She says, no, I'm good. We're like, I guess that's what you want to do. And then you see it on screen and it's brilliant.
Yeah. She nailed it.
She's amazing, and she's so chill. She's just she's an amazing woman.
So I believe it. I believe Jennifer Coolidge, and then bringing up Jennifer Lopez. They bring the movie together, and then he's the hot glue that's holding it all together.
Oh gosh, Lori.
Because you know, I think like Cheech Marin is in it.
Lenny Kravitz
plays an ex of J-Lo in
this
fall.
Friday.
It's already out. I think
no.
No, I thought it came out last Friday on Amazon. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, Josh sure is, he's just real cute. But there's a light marketing going on for this movie, which I will remind everybody was 3 years in the making, originally starring Ryan Reynolds and J-Lo.
It's out this Friday.
Okay, this Friday. Mm-hmm. And then it was J-Lo and Armie Hammer.
Thank goodness that didn't
happen. Then that didn't work out. And then Josh Duhamel, who didn't mind that he got called third, you know. Leo from All My Children is grateful for all jobs.
Honest to gosh.
Well, you know what I mean? He's a working actor who doesn't like living in L.A.
No.
You know?
No, he lives in...
It's hard to believe he was married to Fergie.
That one always felt weird, but he was obsessed with her. Remember, when I saw her, who wouldn't be? But they don't fit together.
No, they don't. And it's so funny because Humps is in the news today. That song, My Humps.
My Humps.
My Humps. Yeah.
Lovely Lady Lumps.
Yes. And that. Why? And Fergie is the, singer, of that crooning, you know, and bringing into acceptability to refer to our body parts as
humps
and as lumps and humps.
Why is it in the news?
It's in the news for a legal reason.
Oh.
There's a pooping unicorn toy that has ripped off Humps with a pooping
song. I got it up if we're ready to hear it.
Okay.
It's really a song?
They were toys.
Toys.
Okay.
Yeah, BMG has had to sue MGM Entertainment for selling all these plushy toys that sing a song to My Humps without paying the people who wrote My Humps and BMG for it. So, yeah, they're like, and the toys are horrifying. I looked at them. They're $100 to $300. They're unicorn pooping toys.
That's just
nothing
so
about
funny.
This is right.
No, that's so funny.
So Fergie is in the news today. Oh, God. Thank you, Ellie, for having that ready. All right, it's time for Random Thoughts.
Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, so a couple. All right, here's something. Tell me how.
We'll be the judge of that.
How talented does this sound? President James Garfield could write Latin with one hand and Greek with the other at the same time.
I can do that.
Can you even imagine? I thought. This is thank you to OMG Facts, my new daytimer.
Well, that's an amazing ability to control two very different sides of your brain and thought. It gives me a headache just thinking about it.
Latin with one, Greek with the other. That's something.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so here's kind of a juicy story that happened today. A Texas woman has pled guilty to stealing her cousin's $1 million winning scratch-off ticket.
Okay. That is dirty.
Can you even imagine? So a Houston, Texas woman, she pled guilty to stealing a million scratch off from her cousin and taking and went forward and took the lump sum payout of $500,000 in November of 2020. They
They bought it together and then the cousin said, I didn't win. We didn't win. And then the lady finds out later her cousin did win.
Well, let's see.
She strangely moved to another state.
Is what happened. The defendant thought she hit the jackpot when she passed off her cousin's $1 million winning scratch-off ticket as her own and claimed the lump sum. But her greedy actions also spelled the end of her luck, and she will now serve time in prison. There was no moment in that she thought it was hers. It was her cousin's, and she stole it.
Yeah, all right.
So it always be your friends.
Jeez, Louise.
Greed, man.
Okay, Lori, we have posted this today. Kate Hudson's activewear, that are leggings that look like chaps over a thong. It's kind of an interesting thing because people wear leggings so much as clothes.
But your butt is hanging out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is for surprising someone at home while you're in a flexible position in an effort to, you know, get something hot going. That's what these things are. These are not to be worn anywhere other than for, you know.
They've been promoted and by Lizzo for positivity promoting.
Really?
Yep. People love this while dancing in the butt-bearing skin. You got to go look them up. I think you'd look good in these, Lori.
Tuya, it isn't a matter of that. I'm just saying that it seems like you could do this with a pair of, like, old leggings that you have. Like, you could make, I mean, if you wanted to just have, you know, peek-a-butt boo. I don't know if you gotta, like, how much are these pants?
There's not much
to them. And there's not much to them. And I'll beg you anything, the stretch.
That would be funny to wear under a skirt and just flash your hubby or your partner or something. I think they would be funny for that.
Yes, of course.
So, yeah.
But, you know, but anyway, people are having fun with it online saying, oh, these are for ladies who do bowl fitness. And I'm like, no.
Because there's no, between the legs right up by your crotch, there's no material and it would be hard.
But I mean, that's how they dance on the pole. Naked.
Well, that's true, Lori.
Yeah.
Oh.
So maybe these are for people who do pole fitness classes, which I've thought about, like pickleball, but never ever done. I've been far more serious
about
pickleball. Oh, yeah. I quit thinking about pole fitness quite a while ago, Julia.
We've seen it done. We've all seen it done, and it looks so hard.
I don't have any, like you said, I don't have the mighty Italian shoulders like you.
She's just going to tell you, and that's so lovely because it's, Ella, that's so much better than what basically she says is your Italian.
No, they're mighty. You have strong shoulders. I admire that.
It gives you a good
shape. You've got the balance, you know, the triangle thing going on, but I have got weak ass shoulders. I couldn't even climb the rope in fifth grade. Do you know how pathetic that is?
Who could? And use the pair.
I know a couple people. Yeah,
I don't even think they make people do that anymore.
Do they, Ellie?
They don't make kids do anything in gym anymore because it's all embarrassing and, you know.
Well, I wish they would.
I want dodgeball again. Let's pit the weak against the strong.
Okay, now I hated that.
Builds
that
character.
That hurt. All right, so there's a, you know, so many people are traveling this year. So this kind of surprised me. Kayak compiled a list of the cheapest places to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And based on flight and hotel prices, this kind of surprised me. But Toronto, Canada, which is absolutely beautiful. And it's surrounded by lakes. So if you're a kayak enthusiast, like to do any water sports.
Plus, Canada.
And it's close. That's a quick flight. They're saying New York.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
York City, New York, that the prices aren't going to be that high for it's, some for travel.
Really? The hotels are so expensive.
That surprised
in New York right
me.
Now. I don't know that I believe that.
It surprised me. Denver, Colorado. Yes. Dallas, you know, I haven't been back to Big D since you and I were there many, many moons ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
That's a fun town.
Very fun.
That would...
I wonder if it still is, that well, Deep that, Ellum
the
area.
Deep Ellum, you know, I'm thinking because there's maybe some places that are so overpopulated, like for, you know, a girls' weekend or something like that.
Yeah.
Like Memphis and Nashville. They're
Austin.
So, what'd you say?
Austin's become huge.
Austin, Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. But Dallas is really a fun city. I kind of liked it, Lori.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
They're saying Los Angeles, California.
What? Going to LA.
We're going there. Lori and I are going to try for our first time not renting a car.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we're going to try to get around. Lyft.
Yeah, we've never done that because we're both like, well, I've been the driver the last few years.
I was, Julia, for many.
Julia has become allergic to driving. You've lost all sense of direction since you
in
had
that
a
town.
GPS.
It, since I've had a GPS, town, it makes you weak. It makes your brain go weak with directions.
I do think that's true. People over-rely on Google Maps nowadays.
Yeah, and I know, like, I still I have, like, a very good memory for directions. And
I usually do, but LA, I don't know what happened. Because I can get anywhere else.
But I have a situation going on, which is creating sort of a windshield wiper fog on my eyes. And I know that...
Let's just call it a glare.
A glare. I'm having a dry eye. Which I told Joe Souchere. He goes, well. And I go, but it's the only place on my body that's dried.
He just started laughing.
And so anyway, yeah, Julia and I were just like, maybe we won't.
Because by the time we play the overnight parking fee, which is like 30.
It's 30 bucks at our hotel and then $5 a tip each time we come in and out.
Each time you get in and out. Park at a hotel?
Yeah,
that's an unexpected expense that people always forget about when traveling. So when you're traveling with a group of friends, make sure you factor in tips and parking.
Because you're right. Wow. So every time, let's say we leave it three times or four times a day with our car, it's 10 bucks a pot, you know, each. But anyway, and valet parking there is outrageous. And then.
No, it's valet parking there, but it's $30. Yeah. And if we have the key and we park, it's just really at night. But it can be kind of a pain. And then plus, you know, we are you know, imbibing, and we can walk to MedMen.
Listen to you, Lori. Listen to you.
Well, you can walk anywhere.
All right. You know, later in the show, we're giving away tickets to Madonna. We're going to have that contest. Right now, we wonder what is going on with the... Okay, so we got the cutest testimonial today about learning RX, about Mallory. Mallory is 8 years old and struggled with ADHD and reading, had reading difficulties. She's only been training with Learning RX for 1 month, and her dad is already seeing great results. Mallory absolutely loves to train. She always comes in with a big smile on her face, and her dad is seeing already so much improvement in her confidence, in her enthusiasm. And Mallory told her dad, Dad, now I'm going to be the smartest kid in the class.
Oh, that's
isn't
so
that
sweet.
Super cute?
Well,
cute.
It's a great feeling to have because it's no fun feeling like you're dumb or you're not getting it. I mean, in fact, it's a very bad feeling to have that, you know?
And really to have that confidence. I mean, LearningRx works, everybody. Call them today for your eye-opening assessment. When you mention us, the assessment's 50% off. Yes. This could be your experience.
So let's, Ellie, get ready. We're going to take caller 1-234-651-641-1071. We have a pair of tickets for the Madonna Celebration Tour. Special guest, Bob the Drag Queen, at the Excel on Sunday, July 30th. You have to finish the lyric from a song.
Yes.
And so while she's getting that, tickets do go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at the Excel. And again, it's Sunday, July 30th. So happy I have my tickets, Julia.
Oh, I'm sure.
My friend who I lived with, we moved in together like the week after 4th of July in 1983 into our little place on 2921 Sunset Boulevard, which we thought was like the most romantic.
Sounds like
right by Cedar Lake.
Oh, yeah.
And 2 weeks later, that Madonna album came out, and it was the soundtrack of that whole rest of the summer and fall. We just played it incessantly.
Isn't that great?
Because it was so good.
Oh, I loved it.
And so she's like, I only want to see her with you because we always think of each other that first exciting summer of moving to the big city, Julia.
Oh, Lord, I love that.
You know, because she was from a small town, Appleton, and I was from Duluth. So it felt like, you know, woohoo, big
this is
city.
Big
and we're
and
living
exciting.
In the city. Julia, we were living in the city.
Oh, you big city girls. I was in Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah. I wonder how Rihanna feels about waking up, you know, and she's an Oscar nominee. I mean, she could perform the Oscars. Okay, Lady Gaga.
Let's talk about Rihanna for just a second.
Yeah, I mean, this is amazing. For Lift Me Up and Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, which it is a beautiful, this is the type of movie song that wins. But she's also up against Lady Gaga, Hold My Hand,
which is
a soaring ballad.
Right.
And then Natu from RRR.
And people maybe haven't seen RRR, that movie, which is a crazy wild movie.
It's the wildest movie I've
Netflix.
Seen in my life.
I watched
so
it.
So much
too.
Fun.
It is so much fun.
It is.
I don't even know how to describe it.
Neither do I.
No, it just, you're along for the ride and
but
it just
a man,
keeps happening.
A man does get a leopard thrown at his face.
It's just wild.
Wild. But and,
yes.
Anyway, so like it could be really like, I really hope that every of all five Oscar-nominated songs, I hope everyone performs that.
Oh, that
night.
Would be a blast! All right, let's go back to Rihanna in the Super Bowl.
Yes,
she has not.
Even the Rihanna Bowl.
Yeah, the Rihanna Bowl. She has not announced anybody performing with her.
Yeah, she doesn't need to.
No, well, she doesn't.
No,
I'm waiting for Ellie. She's gone missing in action.
Yeah, she really has.
She's taking down the names of our callers. Grant is out today, and Ellie, you're doing a great job.
Hello.
We have everybody?
Can you give us the name of our contestants?
Yeah, so first on, we have here Christina. So let's get Christina.
Well, let's get our names of our contestants, at least the first three. Christina.
Well, so we have Christina, Jenny, and our third one here is Martha.
Martha. I wonder if this is Martha from yesterday.
Maybe.
Martha.
Okay,
so here we go. Good luck, Christina.
No, you got to fill in the lyric. You got to fill in the lyric.
Do you want to hear it one more time, Christina?
Oh,
I know.
I am so sorry.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Moving
for
on to
you.
Jenny. Moving on to Jenny.
Manda.
You are
right. Oh,
my God.
Really nice.
The connection is so bad.
It's so bad.
I got you.
It's hurting everybody's ears, including
ours. I'm just going to be Jenny.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I know. She's going with her best friend that she knew.
In 1983.
Yeah, or 84, because that was from the Like a Virgin album.
Oh, okay.
Which came out in 1984.
84,
that's right.
And we are going to be doing this for three more days. You have a chance to win and finish the lyrics.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I was just so scared. I'm like, what happened to Jenny? Where did she go?
Yes, well, there she was. We got her back. So
she won.
Where were we talking on music?
Oh, we were talking about the Madonna or the Rihanna Bowl, you're calling it.
The Rihanna Bowl, yeah, very, very excited. The other, okay, two
think
big.
Think of how stressed out she is, though, a little bit.
You know what?
You don't think
I think that, you know, she's a new mom. She's got all that oxytocin. She's going to have great dancers. She's got ASAP, you know, to help her. And she's going to have people that are going to be there. I think she's
owning it.
Yeah, because it's going to be very, it's a very specific 16 minutes or however long it is.
12 or 13.
Okay, something like that. So she's just going to drill it down. It's going to be great.
I think she's going to be great, but I would be so stressed.
Maybe, but like, I feel like Rihanna, she knows what she's wearing. And now she's fine-tuning the music. She can work around it. That's right, Julia.
Most important, feel good in what you have on, and then let's hope the voice works.
That's right. That's right. But the other thing, people are having very Panic at the Disco, because Panic at the Disco is calling it quits after 20 years because the lead singer, Brendan Urie, he said he's going to be a father, but he's quite frankly, he's sick of being the lead in this band, and he's just going to go solo.
Okay, you're so
That's
fine.
What it means. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, you can't say the band is breaking up, I'm becoming a dad. I mean, that's just not even a good rock star excuse.
You know? Don't think so?
No.
He says it's been a hell of a journey.
Yeah,
and
no.
And you think that he's
sick of being in a band. He's just sick of being in the band. Don't blame the kid. Don't blame becoming a father. I'm just saying, he'll be a solo singer. It's probably what he wants to do. This is what happens to bands. I mean, I saw Panic at the Disco like 20 years ago at the Target Center with, I can't remember the other band, but they had to make the thing really. I went by myself, Julia. I was for sure the oldest teenager there.
What's new? I love how you just own that title.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I loved his voice, and the band was just so high energy. And then when the Killers came along, they remind me of young Panic
at
the Disco.
Yes, they do.
So, you know, they're fans, but high hopes. They are just very talented. I'm sure the other guys are bumming.
Oh, bumming. Right, because
he's
they're
the
backup.
Voice. He's
right.
The voice, and but he had this great band and super fun. But anyway, so I get maybe he's a new, this is the new way. The sensitive father way, you quit a rock and roll band because you've become a father. It's acceptable now. Whereas I just want people to just tell us the truth. I don't feel like it anymore. I'm sick of the road.
I'm sick of leading the pack. I'm sick of everyone following on my coat, mm-hmm. my voice coattails.
Yeah.
And my looks. Yeah. He is good looking.
Yeah.
He is good looking.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, they've been together a long time. They were like late teens, I think, when they started. And then on the other end of the spectrum, Paul McCartney, who's going to be 81 years old, he is taking a page from his friend Ringo, Ringo Starr. And he has come across probably one of the kids in the boxes that they've cleaned out from when he and Heather Mills were together, which, by the way, she just won the fastest Guinness World Record for the fastest
divorce.
Disabled person on skis. Went like 162 miles an hour.
He did?
Yeah.
What, like just downhill?
Downhill. Heather
just
Mills.
Zooming down the hill. Congratulations.
And I want to say
that's really fast.
Yes. I want to say that like she's in, you know, her like late 50s or something. But anyway, this is in my mind. They've come across this box. And it's Paul, who apparently, you know, like people did in 1965, they had little 35 millimeter cameras.
Oh, sure.
And he took pictures when they went on tour in 1964, the first time they came to the U.S., the Beatlemania tour. And so he photographed New York, Washington, London, Liverpool, Miami, and Paris, 275 usable pictures. And it's like from his point of view, and I don't know. People are very, very excited about it because he's never done this. No one's seen the photos.
You know, he's singing on Dolly's Rock and Roll album that's coming out. But also, I'm just in the same genre of your rock stars, Lori. Bronze statues of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are going to be erected in their hometown of Dartford, which is in Kent,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be erected by the...
I love when you say erected, Julia.
And it's going to be installed at the Darfield High Street in April, and this is close to the train station
where they met
and struck up their deal.
Yeah.
They're really pretty cool.
Yeah.
So good. That's kind of fun. Statues are up. Okay, when we come back, I want you to Hollywood speak something so, so bad. And I've been waiting since the top of our very first hour. Hey, everybody. Lori and I love El Burrito Mercado. And we know you will, too, if you love authentic, wonderful, great Mexican food. And
yes, we do.
And being waited on in their lovely restaurant or shopping there. You know, it's still a lot of people are having Super Bowl parties and things like that. They have the most amazing guacamole and salsas and carne.
Ceviche and all the different meats put together, the tortillas, the hard shell. I mean, you can just make it real easy on yourself and just buy everything and voila, everyone is so happy with what you're serving.
It is, and today is Taco Tuesday. 3 tacos for just $5. They're located in West St. Paul. And, you know, one of the other things, if you're thinking of catering a party, they are phenomenal. I had them for both of my boys' graduation parties.
The food
was
so good.
We also had a food truck for another event. They've got it all, but you need to go to elburritomercado.com and book them. It's phenomenal food. Go there. You're going to love it. Okay. So here's the headline.
Okay.
The anticipated biopic of music legend Madonna is taking an indefinite holiday.
Mm-hmm.
The icon was going to direct herself, and it's no longer in development at Universal Pictures. Speculation. Okay. So, but what Mike, when he read us the top of the hour at 3 o'clock, is this is going to go on the back shelf because Madonna's going on the world tour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, the movie wasn't getting greenlit. She was getting ahead of the buzz. Julia Garner never commented was going to do this job or anything. And she was on lots of red carpets, but she did at the Golden Globes when she won for playing Ruth Langmore in Ozark. She did have Madonna's true blue haircut, which just for a half a second flared, but then hope in, but Madonna cannot. I don't want Madonna to direct her own biopic.
100%.
It's a terrible idea.
So there were two. Madonna worked on.
So someone has talked her out of it, or there's no money to be had.
Universal has not greenlighted.
There's no money to be had, and she's not going to. She's realized that, hey, maybe this is the time to be celebrating my 40 incredible years of making music and giving the people what they want. Like the stuff that we fell in love with her for, you know, those of us who, I mean, you don't know, it felt a very organic thing with discovering people and how you discovered them. And they just blew up. She was on, I remember just loving her when she was on American Bandstand and she told flipping old Dick Clark, and who still was, you know, cool and everything.
Are you still talking about this?
Yeah.
Lori, the Hollywood speak on this is she never had a star.
No, the Hollywood speak on this is somebody has got her away from thinking this was going to happen and pointed her in a better direction.
Okay. Guy Oseri.
He was her manager,
has said,
for a very long time. He's finally
turn
around
and look at this bright, shiny spot over here instead.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
because
you.
It was... It had disaster written all over it.
It
started as a pandemic thing, and we'd see photos of her and Diablo Cody, and then Madonna did those old lady typing detective vignettes on Instagram.
She did, and their writing sessions ended, and everyone knew that it wasn't friendly.
Yeah, I mean, the devil works hard. Kris Jenner works really hard, but you know, Madonna, she's very good at her PR, but I think the PR machine that works the hardest of all is the royal family.
There you go.
After all of this, okay, so with. I don't know how Austin Butler gets out of not bringing Kaia Gerber to the Oscars.
He can't.
But
no, he needs to. At this point, who gives a crap? We all know it's his girlfriend. He brought her to Lisa Marie Presley's funeral.
Yes, I
we
know.
We all know.
Okay, so she'll probably get it over. But she's on the. She's got an interview in something, and she was asked about her. Her parents being the daughter of supermodel Cindy Crawford and her dad, Rand Gerber, who's George Clooney's Casa Amiga partner. Anyway, they asked her about nepotism, because nepotism, you know, I don't know, was it a nepotism baby article in the New Yorker or something that started?
Nepo babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can never believe when anybody doesn't believe that being, if you have advantages,
you take it.
If you have advantages, yes, you're going to have it. But I mean, you got to remember, were you born on third base? You know, like you got to have a little bit of humility because not everybody is born on third base. Yeah. Or they might not have white skin. There's all kinds of other little privileges and things that go on. So this is what Kaia Gerber says, asked about it, about nepotism. She goes, yes, nepotism is prevalent. But I think if it actually was what people make it out to be, we'd see even more of it. Spoken like a true 20-year-old that isn't even really sure what nepotism is. You know? Come on, you guys. You didn't think that was funny?
I did.
I thought that was hysterical.
I mean, I think that's probably true. But I think there's also like Instagrams that they're making money off of, music and stuff. Like, nepotism and celebrities go hand in hand.
Exactly. So anyway, she needs to get a better answer because, you know, that one's just, you know, not spoken like a girl who's like practically running around the corner to, you know, home base. So anyway, she just like, someone had to explain to her what it means. And
don't try to defend it. Just like, don't let yourself be criticized for doing something you want to do.
And something, you can't help it that these are your parents.
No, lucky you.
You know, I remember when Jamie Lee Curtis scolded everybody after the night. She's kind of a scolder, Jamie.
You know what? She is a scolder, but I still love her.
Oh, yeah, I do, too. But she's not afraid to wag her finger.
No.
At people, and she wagged her finger about the Nepo baby thing, and I'm just like, oh, why is anyone even commenting? If no one had said anything, the story would have, it's like a duh. It's like a study of duh.
You're exactly right.
You know, I'm like, so.
I have parents who can get me into places I want to go, take it.
Yeah, okay, Tom Cruise lands in London via helicopter. Right on the morning of the Oscar nominations.
Where did he come from?
No, you guys have got to appreciate the movie starness of Tom Cruise.
I do love
this. It's the only thing I appreciate about him.
This is the role he plays in life. He pretends probably that, you know, Shelley, he conveniently ignores that, but he plays a movie star really well. And here it is, Oscar nominations. He doesn't know because, you know, he's in there, but he lands in London in a helicopter on, I mean, you've got to appreciate the stunt.
I mean, he's been playing a 30-year-old action star for 40 years
that's
now.
That's true.
He looks pretty darn good, though, I'm going to say.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, best movie star. Like,
he plays the movie star role.
In real life, which, if you think about it, is so sad.
But Lori, that's his life. That's what he's chose. He looks happy.
But when you're acting, you know, see, you never can tell. You can never tell, Julia, with the actors. I just read a really good book, you did too, about how sometimes it's hard to be a detective in Hollywood. There's so many people that are actors.
Oh, that's our book tomorrow. Yeah. PJ Tracy's coming on.
People are good liars. They know how to do it.
That sounds believable. Study lying.
Yes.
Well, and she just said, it's just, you just never know. Did you not love that book?
Loved it so much.
That's loved tomorrow's it. Book club. Yeah. Loved it.
Yesterday, well, Austin Butler, you know, he's getting asked about Lisa Marie when everyone is asking him today on the Oscar nomination. He said, it's bittersweet
because
I imagined that we would be on this journey together for a long time and know each other.
Love it. Yes.
So,
makes sense.
Huh? Yeah, I know it. Have you seen Elvis?
You know, no, I haven't. Ellie. And I don't have a good reason why. I think it's...
Will you watch it for us with your fresh eyes?
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I like Austin Butler. Something about him bothers me.
That Lori, let it go.
Yeah, right.
Let it go.
I can be wrong.
Give me another Hollywood speak. Are we out of time?
I'm begging you to just try it. You're not watching Austin Butler. You're watching Elvis.
Baz Luhrmann, I'll try it.
Okay, you're watching Elvis.
You heard that here first. Oh, my gosh. I'm sort of ready for that to be over. We'll be right back. This is Lori.